Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Overrated,
Underrated, or Properly Rated
with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Oh, America loves it. Song of the summer.
Song of the summer. Overrated, underrated, populated, edged out, shibuzy. All right, Susan K.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you one right from the get-go from me. There are not one, not two, but three cups in the sink. I've spotted you multiple times leaving cups in the sink. At least one of those cups in the sink is yours. Yes or no?
You're going to start out attacking me about not doing dishes?
Well, no, your own dishes. I'm not asking you to do mine, Dave, Laura's, Fred's, Billy, or Johnny's, but I've watched you
Fred, Billy.
Multiple times.
All right.
Bring your coffee and then just put it right
in
there.
You know, I think Lindsay does them from time to time for me.
So, in other words, you're admitting one of those cups is yours.
Even though
there's a giant sign right there.
Your mother doesn't live here. All right, I'm sorry. I'll admit that one.
Okay.
That's underrated, overrated, or properly rated.
Your commitment to cleaning up after yourself here at work is overrated. Okay, well, here's Lindsay. Lindsay just found out it's his responsibility.
Overrated, doing Susie's dishes.
Yes, exactly. Put that on your LinkedIn profile, too. You know?
Hey, Susie's so busy around here.
I don't have time for these... trivialities.
You got a vacation day coming up?
Yeah, I've got a bunch. You guys are going to not even see me pretty soon.
We're trying to get you as a main fixture of this show.
Okay.
And you're taking more days off.
I can't help it. I like to be gone.
Yes, you do.
I do. So you and I were talking in the commissary because
I was staring at the cups.
I got a new haircut.
Yeah?
Okay.
I like it.
And there are people that work at this place.
Well, say who.
Okay, Jimmy Erickson. Likes women with long hair. And my hair, I found out from my stylist, I've not had my hair cut in 6 months.
Woo!
That's true.
So, what's the name of the stylist?
Oh, she's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yes. It's Evolve Salon in Hopkins on Cedar Lake Road.
Yeah.
She used to work at Rocco's. She started the salon, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
She's the daughter of Bobby Jensen, which I just found out from Channel 11.
A lot of garden stuff around there?
Not really. But, I mean, she just did a nice job. And she said, what do you want? And I said, it's so straggly. And now it's kind of a fluffy little bop-de-bop.
It's not a bob, though, because it's longer than that. Like, Dave, I gave it a complete thumbs up.
I think it's sassy.
I think sassy is good. You're sassy.
I am.
And your hair is sassy.
Good.
I think the hair matches the personality. It looks very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was to the point, and women now here know this. If your hair gets too long, it's just always in a ponytail. That's when you get sick of your hair, and it's just in a ponytail.
Is Jimmy's policy he won't talk to a woman unless they have long hair? I mean, how far does he go with this?
I'm not sure. I'll have to do a little more probing.
Yeah. Excuse me?
My next item, moving along,
fantasy
football.
Oh.
I am on a league this year.
Are you in the CCO radio league?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay.
I am on Wendy Blackshaw and her husband John have a league.
Yeah.
The legends.
Considering how much money they make by bringing groups in here.
I knew you were
going to do
that.
What is it, like $1 million entry?
It's a million dollar entry. But proceeds go toward the... No, I'm kidding. Anyway, I've never really done it before. I think I did like years ago.
So this is maybe your first time.
Kind of. And it's like tricky. So it's... I want to say it's overrated because you have to pay attention to all these players, all these different teams. And I tried to write it out like last night. I'm watching the Charger game.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have the kicker.
Sure.
Whose name is Kicker or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know his name?
I think it has something to do with kicking.
Yeah.
Right? He got three field goals.
Yeah, good.
That's good.
That's good.
But then today I looked and I'm losing terribly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a lot of huff up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not playing, and I've not played the last couple of years.
Tell me why.
Because I don't want to get that immersed in it.
Okay.
I don't care about the Jags' fifth wide receiver. and I think if you do it, you should actually pay attention, make trades, and wheel and deal, and get involved.
Oh.
And one of my closest friends is Paul Charchian. He's phenomenal at it. He's had great success, Guillotine League, you name it. So Charch is my guy, so I hope people keep working with Charch every chance they can get. I don't miss it a second. But I'll say this, when I do it, it gets a reaction from me, but it almost gets too much of a reaction when I'm watching the game, and I'm like, come on. Give me a break!
I know.
But it adds to the popularity of football.
Well,
I'll probably do it again. I haven't done it the last couple of years.
And I had to put this last one on before I pass and let you guys go because I just had so much fun watching Kirk Cousins barf all over the field.
Oh, wow. Sure. I didn't realize you had that much hate in your heart.
I just enjoy it because nice. I know he's probably a nice guy. I think Mike Max told me once he's a really nice guy, and we see him on the old Netflix special and wearing his cute little shirts.
Yep.
But I just think that...
You love because he left... Would you like him to suffer an injury or perish?
Didn't he suffer an injury?
Yeah, Achilles last year. Bad one.
I just think it's just funny. When you get inside someone and you hear their, it hurts. Like it was so whiny.
Hold on a second. So he ruptures his Achilles tendon, which supposedly is incredibly painful. Wanted to play on it. You... are upset because he experienced some pain and didn't keep playing, and that's why you're happy he didn't play well yesterday?
It was the show on Netflix where he's like, oh, ow.
Well, that was even before the Achilles.
I know. Anyway, I'm a meanie. There's no way around it.
There is no way around it, Dave. There's no way around that at all. You're proper. When you offered disdain, it is properly rated. It is forceful, Harrigan.
Someone called me nice yesterday. I think it was Bruce Elmer on the show. He's like, you're just a genuinely nice person. And I'm like, Bruce, it's so nice of you to say, but really.
But you don't know anything about me.
I'm actually awful.
I'm actually a terrible human being.
All right. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Text away. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts coming in, properly rated as poor taste, Tyreek Hill's post-TD celebration yesterday. I got a lot of questions about what happened with the arrest. Okay. How he ends up on the ground for careless driving and not wearing a seatbelt? That's the bigger issue to me. Now, if we find out that he did something belligerent, aggressive, maybe I'll change my opinion. Right now, it looks like excessive, uncalled for. They've already put one officer on leave. Okay, the fact that he spoofed it a little bit afterwards, Dave Harrigan, for me, I had no problem with it.
Didn't bother me.
Bothered me. What bothers me is what happened to him.
Yes, it seems like that was quite a bit over the line.
And there better be some police cameras, some body cameras that were on to explain. But it's, I mean, I think Fort Lauderdale wrecked quickly with one of the officers already placed on leave within the day.
Yeah.
Okay. More text. Underrated. Minnesota's own Garrison Keillor. Garrison's extraordinarily talented.
Yeah.
Just ask him. he's skilled. He's had a great career. I look back at the
Prairie Home
stories
Companion.
Of allegations against him, which also are very troubling. But Prairie Home Companion has had an amazing run, and he's the force behind it. Overrated State Fair. Tired of nonsense food. We get it. You can get a waffle with bacon and blueberry beer. I'm done.
Okay.
Overrated Rocco's skills as a baseball manager. We will get that. We'll get to that with Scoggins. I don't agree after 83 pitches, but seemingly Duran and Jax are escaping from the wrath of the anger. They stunk.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. Yes, Bailey Ober, 15 straight retired, one infield hit. He should have kept going. That doesn't mean Duran and Jax have to gag as they did. Okay, let's get to Mr. Harrigan. What do you have?
Let's go back to football for a little bit. A couple overrateds. Number one, the dynamic kickoff. It just looks dumb.
We did have a return yesterday.
We did. We also had about 80,000 kicks that went through the through the end zone, and yet you still have the guys on the coverage team feeling the need to sprint all the way through the end zone to show that they're trying hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Dynamic kickoff looks bad.
I think I suggested it's sarcasm right now. It's irony. Okay, so it's not dynamic.
Very good. Picking up on Susie in fantasy football.
Oh,
the Survivor Leagues. That's the one thing I do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Survivor League, where, Susie, if you're not familiar, you have to pick one team to win each week.
Okay.
Your team wins. You keep going and you keep going. You have to pick a different team.
Can I guess where this is going?
Yeah, you just go right ahead because you know exactly where it's going.
Because you picked the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday.
With half of the country that picked the Bengals. And, of course, I didn't actually fill out the thing till 20 minutes before kickoff. Finally, I got the pick done. Oh, that's right. I still got to send my buddy $10. So having to do that after you're out of the Survivor League
in week one,
that's tough. That's
tough. Tough to lose
that's
week
a tough one.
One.
Well, you just did take that $10 I just burned. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing over the weekend that kind of had me welling up a little bit. Oh. Underrated.
Okay.
The Woodhull couple. Tara Davis Woodhull, U.S. track star in the Olympics, won gold medal in the long jump.
Yep.
I remember. And her husband, Hunter, was there front row. And, you know, they had the video of the great exchange they had. He repeatedly telling her, you're an Olympic champion. You're an Olympic champion. Well, a couple days ago, he went and won gold in the 400 meter in the Paralympics.
Yep.
And there she was, front row.
Yep.
Same thing, watching that embrace between the two of them. Now both gold medal winners, Olympics and Paralympics.
Pretty amazing.
Had me blubbering over the weekend.
I love a man who's open about crying. Chad, do you cry much?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally. That story, though, that's fabulous. I love
unbelievable.
It.
And they're just darling.
Yeah. It's such a great story.
Yeah.
You know?
Last one. I'm bored with the liberals on Twitter. I'm so bored with complaining about the media not being harsh enough on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Not calling out every single one of his lies and
so
writing
good.
A 12-page essay.
Thank you.
We get it. We get it. There's not enough ink and space on the internet to do it. We all know who Donald Trump is by now. Just because every media outlet in the world isn't showcasing everyone of his falsities
he
or untruths.
Blasted on a regular basis.
I saw a video on X from Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, goody.
Going off on the media for not doing more to dig deep into some of the accusations.
Well, she was on there about 2 weeks ago suggesting that the shooting did not take place.
Oh.
Okay. That was her big thing recently.
That it didn't take place?
That it didn't take place. It's all staged. I am
Trumping,
stunned.
Referring to.
I'm stunned we don't have more information. But no, I don't believe the killer is dead and it was staged. I don't believe another individual is killed and it was staged. Do I wonder about the security? Yes. Do I wonder if it was glass versus a bullet? Whatever. But yeah, somebody tried to kill Donald Trump. 1,000%. Okay, let me go fast so we can get to a couple other things. Allergies kicked in the last 4 or 5 days. Dead to me. Just dead to me.
Awful.
And when they kick in, it's the worst.
Yeah.
My oldest son's ability to cook last night, homemade pasta, very different pasta sauces, very different pastas, hours of commitment to it. For a kid who has a 4 and 5 year old, would eat basically four things. Wouldn't eat anything. And for him now at 29, that's how old I am, that I have a 29-year-old, to be this amazing cook. First of all, I'm so incredibly lucky to have all three of my kids.
Yeah.
I just never, ever take that for granted. But to see Hunter, where I had to trick him to try different things. And you don't understand. I mean, when we went to people, it was an enormous issue. And to see how brilliant he is with food right now, I'm just so unbelievably proud of him. Well, then, at the same dinner, because Hunter and his girlfriend, Michaela, who's such an amazing addition to our family, they're going to start training their puppy Gates with an electric fence, right? But with, you know, with the collar on them. So Hunter, Michaela, and Kathleen, my ex-wife, are all around saying, maybe we should see how the pain is. And so they're putting the thing on their leg and judging the jolt as it goes up. And they're stunned that I don't want to participate. And I just said, I'm not related to any of you people. I don't know any of you.
You're insane.
And I was like, well, are you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. But when I can avoid pain, this is this weird thing I do. I do. Oh. I just try to avoid it.
Yeah. Call me crazy. So I don't want to zap myself.
So I marry Kathleen. So that's my decision. And then Hunter's blood, my blood is in Hunter, and Michaela is tied to me through. I was very proud of myself, and I grabbed Quentin. I said, if any of you people come near Quentin with this, you're all dying. Of course we're not. So, yeah.
How did they actually do it to themselves?
Yes, they
did.
And
was it quite painful? Did you watch them
I watched
jump?
A little bit, and I said, this is utterly ridiculous.
It's like watching torture.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Interviewing NFL head coaches during the game. Now, apparently, according to Arga Garzi, that Campbell and McVay were good in the Sunday night game, and every other interview was terrible. Just pablum. They add absolutely, positively nothing.
Well, they say, what are you going to do in the second half? Well, we're going to keep trying.
Yeah, they just give so
we're going to go, home.
Angel Reese had a very good year, and then she get injured her wrist, so she's out. Among her comments in her thank you, everybody tweet, no one believed in me. She was an All-American at LSU. She won a national championship at LSU. She was the 7th pick in the draft. She is the 2nd most covered player in the WNBA behind Caitlin Clark. Get out of here with nobody believed in me. Seriously, the people who have success in business or athletics and were viewed as stars for a long time and then say nobody believed in me.
Well, everybody knows in the WNBA, you only believe in the first 6 draft picks. Once you get to 7, it's all Kim Mulkey.
And then my intelligence, overrated. So I'm up at Northland playing in the Leo Spooner. Okay, the Leo Spooner, he's a legend at Northland. This is their signature event where they set up the course extraordinarily hard, and you get a partner, you go up and play, right? And so I'm with my good friend Tim Ertmer, and we're getting ready for – there was a practice on Thursday, and now we're getting ready for Friday. And we stayed at this beautiful place, Lake Superior. So it's a bit of a drive. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous. I'll show you guys the pictures afterwards. And we get there early. We get some breakfast. And as we pull in the parking lot, I had left my car at Northland because the place was 30 minutes away. Why should we both drive? Well, one problem. My clubs are in the trunk.
Chad.
Guess where my keys are? They're back at the place. In Two Harbors.
Uh-oh.
No.
30 minutes away. And we're about to tee off in 15 minutes.
What did you do?
Not you.
So I tried to see if American Family, that's my insurance place, had anybody nearby. No. So I gunned it. So thank you, Two Harbors police, for not paying attention. And I'm gunning it to the place. Then I realize I've only been to the place one time before, and I'm trying to remember.
Oh, no.
And I did, and I found it. But then I went to the wrong, because the places all kind of look alike. And I went to one place right away and punched in the code. And it was, oh, maybe this isn't it. So I'm glad the person wasn't home and didn't shoot me with a gun.
That's good. Positive.
Then I finally find it, drive back. Tim plays two holes, parred them both.
Yeah.
Oh!
All
right.
We didn't fare as well the rest of the event. So I love the whole event, but my stupidity was on display.
Wow.
But here's what's underrated.
Okay.
I know so many people up there. The amount of abuse and crap I was given, every single speck of it, all deserved.
But a lot of fun.
Every bit of it deserved.
Aww.
But it was hysterical.
I'm going to a golf tournament, and what do I need?
People I don't even know coming up to me, because those your clubs. You're going to play this hole?
Did you rent those?
And so my line was, because it was a shotgun. So we started in 17, 18, so I made intent for one. I'm like, I started the first hole. I don't know about you guys. So, yeah, it was a really good feeling when all of a sudden, yeah, there's my car, and I left my clubs in the car. Oh, yeah, the keys driving back and forth are an hour away. So tremendous intelligence by the host. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
33 past one. It's 39 past one. It's a Jeff Day story in the Star Tribune the last couple hours. And this could be any of us. Have you had a bad fall on the ice? Can you think of one time in a parking lot you had a bad fall? Because I'll give you one. I was going to Windsong on the day that Blair Walsh went wide left, ironically enough.
It's a cold day.
It was a brutally cold day.
Yeah.
And I fell hard on my head in the Windsong parking lot.
Ooh.
Where a couple of people saw me and said, are you okay? I go, yes. And then I went in for about 5-10 minutes and realized I was not quite right.
That sounds like a concussion.
And I drove home immediately. And I there was no blurred vision. There was nothing like that. I didn't feel like I just didn't feel quite myself. If I would have felt like I couldn't drive, I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I had a concussion in any way because I felt fine the next day. It just, I just thought, I'm not sure I'm right. I don't think I should be here. In case this gets worse, I'm going home. And hours later, I was fine. But just black ice, just went back.
Yeah.
Barely was able to brace myself. Probably happened to you?
I've never hit my head, but I think the hardest I've fallen on ice was my wedding day.
Seriously?
January 10th.
I would have guessed Lindsay since she married you.
January 10th, 2009, between the ceremony and the reception, we went outside to just a few pictures.
Yeah.
Photographer said it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful. The snow, it's going to be fantastic.
Sunny
day, but very cold. And so we went out to this little nature area and did it as quick as we could. And we're trying to race back to the car because we're absolutely freezing. And you know how... what good traction you get on tux shoes.
Yes.
I went down hard. Oh, right. I mean, right on my backside. So I was fine. I didn't break anything, but there was some bruising.
So this is Jeff getting up to date on a court of appeals ruling. It was last week. Okay. So it's a winter morning, January 4th, 2021. A gentleman named Travis Maz parked his truck kind of in a further away from other people in a Menards parking lot in Elk River. It's winter. There's frost. He goes inside the shop. He owns a floor covering business, so he knows the store. Truck was large enough, and he wanted some space to operate. As he walks back and loaded plywood in the back, he slipped on black ice, shatters his ankle, needed surgery. Year later, he sued Menards for damages over the injuries. His lawsuit was filed in Sherburne County, looking for excess of $50,000. He argued that Menards was negligent for a few reasons. They had failed to inspect the parking lot, failed to treat the ice, and didn't warn customers about the ice. Menards asked for a summary judgment, arguing he couldn't prove, the individual, Maz, that the ice was there for a significant enough amount of time for employees to notice it and treat it. Sherburne County sided with Menards. Menards had a contract with a company to remove ice and plow the parking lot. The agreement said one de-icing application whenever an inch or more of snow fell. That seems fair, right?
I guess. Not in the de-icing business, but all right.
Treatment for any amount under 1 inch need to be approved by their general manager. The GM that morning walked the store. Manager didn't notice any slipping conditions and paid no mind to the frost on the ground. Employee came out to Maz after the injury, also said he saw only frost in the area and hadn't treated that particular spot. While employees were required to treat the parking lot, they still weren't required to treat the spot. Just reading from some parts of Jeff's story. They still regularly treated handicapped parking spots and a rental truck parking spot, the areas where shopping carts are left and busy walking past. But no company policy or training regarding ice safety. The individual hurt argued that no matter what observational work the company did, it's undisputed Menards did nothing in terms of inspecting the property. Well, general manager claims he walked it, right? The precedent showed that a business needs to protect customers from being injured by conditions on the property that represent a foreseeable risk of injury. The Court of Appeals found the Menards had no knowledge of ice until Maz fell and they had not created the ice conditions. They also found the Menards took care of hazardous conditions in the parking lot once they knew about it. And in a footnote, they added this. The evidence also shows the incident occurred on a winter morning in Minnesota. He's a lifelong Minnesota resident. It's expected that ice and frost on a surface on a winter morning will take place in Minnesota. I don't wish a broken, fractured ankle on anybody. And causes you pain, it causes you duress, it causes you personal issues, professional issues. But as I read Jeff's story twice in the ruling, if they have a company for de-icing and removal that quickly, and they have their general manager out there, and to them it looked like a normal Minnesota winter, I don't think, take your pick, the Menards, the Lowe's, the Cubs, no matter what happens, December on, are treating the parking lot every time. You're waiting for conditions to change, right? And if it's just a normal morning and the service didn't kick in, the GM went out there, and it's a Menards. It's not a small parking lot. You know, and again, I'm sorry this injury happened to him. But you literally can't step every spot, right? So I feel bad for him, but I don't think Menards is on the hook here. What do you think? Dave, you hang on. You're first. Do you think Menards, the company, blew it? Menards is doing well. They have money. They could help them out, and it wouldn't hurt them in any way. But are they required to do that? I'll be here in December and January. I might not be here in February, March. But when I go to various parking lots...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 39 past 1. It's a Jeff Day story in the Star Tribune the last couple hours. And this could be any of us. Have you had a bad fall on the ice? Can you think of one time in a parking lot you had a bad fall? Because I'll give you one. I was going to Windsong on the day that Blair Walsh went wide left, ironically enough.
It's a cold day.
It was a brutally cold day.
Yeah.
And I fell hard on my head in the Windsong parking lot.
Ooh.
Where a couple of people saw me and said, "Are you okay?" I go, "Yes." And then I went in for about 5-10 minutes and realized I was not quite right.
That sounds like a concussion.
And I drove home immediately. And I there was no blurred vision. There was nothing like that. I didn't feel like I was – I just didn't feel quite myself. If I would have felt like I couldn't drive, I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I had a concussion in any way because I felt fine the next day. It just – I just thought – I'm not sure I'm right. I don't think I should be here. In case this gets worse – I'm going home. And hours later, I was fine. But just black ice, just went back.
Yeah.
Barely was able to brace myself. Probably happened to you?
I've never hit my head, but I think the hardest I've fallen on ice was my wedding day.
Seriously?
January 10th.
I would have guessed Lindsay since she married you.
January 10th, 2009, between these... ceremony and the reception, we went outside to just a few pictures.
Yeah.
Photographer said it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful. The snow, it's going to be fantastic. Sunny day, but very cold. And so we went out to this little nature area and did it as quick as we could. And we're trying to race back to the car because we're absolutely freezing. And you know how what good traction you get on tux shoes?
Yes.
I went down hard. Oh, right. I mean, right on my backside. So I was fine. I didn't break anything, but there was some bruising.
So this is Jeff getting up to date on a court of appeals ruling. It was last week. Okay. So it's a winter morning, January 4th, 2021. A gentleman named Travis Maz parked his truck kind of in a further away from other people in a Menards parking lot in Elk River. It's winter. There's frost. He goes inside the shop. He owns a floor covering business, so he knows the store. Truck was large enough, and he wanted some space to operate. As he walks back and loaded plywood in the back, he slipped on black ice, shatters his ankle, needed surgery. Year later, he sued Menards for damages over the injuries. His lawsuit was filed in Sherburne County, looking for excess of $50,000. He argued that Menards was negligent for a few reasons. They had failed to inspect the parking lot, failed to treat the ice, and didn't warn customers about the ice. Menards asked for a summary judgment, arguing he couldn't prove, the individual, Maz, that the ice was there for a significant enough amount of time for employees to notice it and treat it. Sherburne County sided with Menards. Menards had a contract with a company to remove ice and plow the parking lot. The agreement said one de-icing application whenever an inch or more of snow fell. That seems fair, right?
I guess. Not in the de-icing business, but All right.
Treatment for any amount under 1 inch need to be approved by their general manager. The GM that morning walked the store. Manager didn't notice any slipping conditions and paid no mind to the frost on the ground. Employee came out to Maz after the injury, also said he saw only frost in the area and hadn't treated that particular spot. While employees were required to treat the parking lot, they still weren't required to treat the spot, just reading from some parts of Jeff's story. They still regularly treated handicapped parking spots and a rental truck parking spot, the areas where shopping carts are left and busy walking past. But no company policy or training regarding ice safety. The individual hurt argued that no matter what observational work the company did, it's undisputed Menards did nothing in terms of inspecting the property. Well, general manager claims he walked it, right? The precedent showed that a business needs to protect customers from being injured by conditions on the property that represent a foreseeable risk of injury. The Court of Appeals found the Menards had no knowledge of ice until Maz fell, and they had not created the ice conditions. They also found the Menards took care of hazardous conditions in the parking lot once they knew about them. And in a footnote, they added this. The evidence also shows the incident occurred on a winter morning in Minnesota. He's a lifelong Minnesota resident. It's expected that ice and frost on a surface on a winter morning will take place in Minnesota. I don't wish a broken, fractured ankle on anybody. And causes you pain, it causes you duress, it causes you personal issues, professional issues. But as I read Jeff's story twice in the ruling, if they have a company for de-icing and removal that quickly, and they have their general manager out there, and to them it looked like a normal Minnesota winter, I don't think, take your pick, the Menards, the Lowe's, the Cubs, no matter what happens, December on, are treating the parking lot every time. You're waiting for conditions to change, right? And if it's just a normal morning and the service didn't kick in, the GM went out there, and it's a Menards. It's not a small parking lot. You know, and again, I'm sorry this injury happened to him. But you literally can't step every spot, right? So I feel bad for him, but I don't think Menards is on the hook here. What do you think? Dave, you hang on, you're first. Do you think Menards, the company, blew it? Menards is doing well. They have money. They could help them out, and it wouldn't hurt them in any way. But are they required to do that? I'll be here in December and January. Might not be here in February, March. But when I go to various parking lots, I do assume there will be some level of shoveling and something. But I also feel like that's my responsibility when I'm walking in that parking lot or if I'm walking elsewhere, that I'm paying close attention and I'm dressed properly. And I'm sure he had the right boots on if he's picking up plywood and this is his business. But I don't think this looks egregious and Menards was way out of line to me. Do you agree or do you disagree? What does Dave think? I want to hear from you, including a phone call. What are your thoughts on this? 651-461-9226. It is amazing how certain texters will listen to 5 seconds and reach a grand conclusion about something.
That's all you need.
Just amazing. Big Trump supporter I am.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, always supporting him.
Why do you wear that hat every day?
Okay. I laid it out. I'm sorry the man was injured. Wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, yeah, there are some people. Criminal. I wish a lot worse on the man we're going to talk about at 2:35 when Paul Applebaum joins us with the Park Tavern charges now involving murder. I think Menards did what they needed to do from what I see, and I agree with the Court of Appeals. How about you?
it's hard for me to put Menards at fault, too, just because of the facts you laid out. We live in the state of Minnesota. We know what conditions are like often, frequently, in the wintertime, and the amount of care you have to take, and just understand that there will be ice and slippery spots on the roads and the sidewalks. And, you know, it's not like there was snow built up. You know, Menards has their service, but whether it's Menards or any street, any sidewalk in town, you know, it's the job to take care of the snow. But once the snow is gone, you know, if I live in suburban wherever, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and I shovel my sidewalk, do I need to get out there and salt every single day just to make sure?
No.
I don't think I do.
No.
I don't think I do. I think you clear off what you can. If you see a terrible icy spot, you do the neighborly thing. You throw down some salt or whatever you use to get rid of the ice. But I think we all kind of take a little bit of our, you know, we have to assume that there's going to be some sort of slippery spots. That's just part of living here.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like
it.
If you're living in California, it's going to be real sunny.
Yeah.
You know, you assume that you might want some SPF.
I agree with you 100%. Now, here's a texter. They are being a crappy business. The greed and indifference is all they care about. How do you know that? How do you know? I mean, and I'm not saying like Menards is flawless. I'm not going to break into the save big money at Menards commercial here. Okay?
Could you?
I could. Right people pay me. I'm willing to tout Menards, Lowe's, you name it. I'm here. I'm sure some people who've worked at Menards have indifference. Others, you know, who work at Menards are your family members, your neighbors. And so we don't know what they offered him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a service. They inspected it. So every time I fall, it's on the business. It's not on me. So they just have to, here's a blank check. Chet Hartman fell in the Cub parking lot on December 17th when it was icy, but it hadn't snowed in a week, and we had our people out there, but they still have to just say, give me a blank check. No, I don't think so. More text. I agree with Chad. Menards did their due diligence. A car idling in a parking spot can make black ice from exhaust. More text. If Menards has to pay, they should get a rebate on the settlement.
11%?
Yes, that's very funny. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual insurance policies requires litigation to deduct their own costs.
Yeah.
Maybe the insurance game is taking place here.
Yeah.
And the person is pursuing everything. In this case, he, but it could be she, has to pursue before you go to, like, your personal liability situation.
What if you can, you know, prove through security footage or something like that that the manager who went out, yeah, he walked around a little bit but didn't exactly cover a whole lot of the area? Is that putting Menards on the hook anymore now?
Maybe if you can show that on a regular basis the policy was for the general manager or the supervisor who's there at the time to inspect the lot, and the video shows it's me, and I'm literally just walking outside, and I got my fancy shoes on, and I step out there, we're good.
Yeah.
If there's a pattern of that, that changes it. Doesn't seem to me from Jeff's story that they established that.
Yeah, and how much of the lot do you have to inspect?
I mean, that's what
like
I'm saying.
It's a giant lot. Do you have to, you know,
I have to
along the whole thing?
It would take me like 5 hours.
Oh, you're a tremendous house walker, though. Can you bring that to the outside?
Listen, I was waiting to go with this, but I'll go with it now. 2028, I am pushing house walking.
L.A.?
For L.A.
Wow.
You know? And I'm prepared to buy an L.A. house. No, I'm not. I'm prepared to house walk at Jamie Yucas' house.
You can do that.
Yeah.
The new dog nipping at your heels.
Absolutely. Wear boots in the winter. The ice control is done under industry guidelines. It's winter. You can't avoid risks. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual policies. Again, I think I read that one. I'm just repeating myself. That's good. Chad is correct. Menards is not at fault. Today's society takes very little responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want a fractured ankle. No thanks. Chip Scoggins. I think we'll start purple. But we're giving time to the Twins. because the raveling has ended. The unraveling continues. It is amazing how certain texters will listen to 5 seconds and reach a grand conclusion about something.
That's all you need.
Just amazing. Big Trump supporter I am.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, always supporting him.
Why do you wear that hat every day?
Okay, I laid it out. I'm sorry the man was injured. Wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, yeah, there are some people. Criminal. I wish a lot worse on the man we're going to talk about at 2:35 when Paul Applebaum joins us with the Park Tavern charges now involving murder. I think Menards did what they needed to do from what I see, and I agree with the Court of Appeals. How about you?
It's hard for me to put Menards at fault, too, just because of the facts you laid out. We live in the state of Minnesota. We know what conditions are like often, frequently, in the wintertime, and the amount of care you have to take, and just understand that there will be ice and slippery spots on the roads and the sidewalks. And, you know, it's not like there was snow built up. You know, Menards has their service, but whether it's Menards or any street, any sidewalk in town, you know, it's the job to take care of the snow. But once the snow is gone, you know, if I live in suburban wherever, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and I shovel my sidewalk, do I need to get out there and salt every single day just to make sure?
No.
I don't think I do.
No.
I don't think I do. I think you clear off what you can. If you see a terrible icy spot, you do the neighborly thing. You throw down some salt or whatever you use to get rid of the ice. But I think we all kind of take a little bit of our, you know, we have to assume that there's going to be some sort of slippery spots.
It's
that's just
part of living
here. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like
it.
If you're living in California, it's going to be real sunny.
Yeah.
You know, you assume that you might want some SPF.
I agree with you 100%. Now, here's a texter. They are being a crappy business. The greed and indifference is all they care about. How do you know that? How do you know? I mean, and I'm not saying like Menards is flawless. I'm not going to break into the save big money at Menards commercial here. Okay?
Could you?
I could. Right people pay me. I'm willing to tout Menards, Lowe's, you name it. I'm here. I'm sure some people who've worked at Menards have indifference. Others, you know, who work at Menards are your family members, your neighbors. And so we don't know what they offered him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a service. They inspected it. So every time I fall, it's on the business. It's not on me. So they just have to, here's a blank check. Chad Hartman fell in the Cub parking lot on December 17th when it was icy, but it hadn't snowed in a week, and we had our people out there, but they still have to just say, give me a blank check. No, I don't think so. More text. I agree with Chad. Menards did their due diligence. A car idling in a parking spot can make black ice from exhaust. More text. If Menards has to pay, they should get a rebate on the settlement.
11%?
Yes, that's very funny. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual insurance policies requires litigation to deduct their own costs.
Yeah.
Maybe the insurance game is taking place here.
Yeah.
And the person is pursuing everything. In this case, he, but it could be she, has to pursue before you go to, like, your personal liability situation.
What if you can, you know, prove through security footage or something like that that the manager who went out, yeah, he walked around a little bit, but didn't exactly cover a whole lot of the area. Is that putting Menards on the hook anymore now?
Maybe if you can show that on a regular basis, the policy was for the general manager or the supervisor who's there at the time to inspect the lot, and the video shows it's me, and I'm literally just walking outside, and I got my fancy shoes on, and I step out there. Ah, we're good.
Yeah.
If there's a pattern of that, that changes it. It doesn't seem to me from Jeff's story that they established that.
Yeah, and how much of the lot do you have to inspect?
I mean, that's what
I'm
saying.
It's a giant lot. Do you have to, you know,
I have
shuffle along the whole thing?
It would take me like 5 hours.
Oh, you're a tremendous housewalker, though. Can you bring that to the outside?
Listen, I was waiting to go with this, but I'll go with it. 2028, I'm pushing housewalking.
L.A.?
For L.A.
Wow.
You know? And I'm prepared to buy an L.A. house. No, I'm not. I'm prepared to housewalk at Jamie Uecker's house.
You can do that.
Yeah.
The new dog nipping at your heels?
Absolutely. Wear boots in the winter. The ice control is done under industry guidelines. It's winter. You can't avoid risks. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual policies. Again, I think I read that one. I'm just repeating myself. That's good. Chad is correct. Menards is not at fault. Today's society takes very little responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want a fractured ankle. No thanks. Chip Scoggins. I think we'll start purple. But we're giving time to the Twins because the raveling has ended. The unraveling continues.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.